Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hey.
Where did Tony get those roses from? He's just like throwing roses around.
He's got roses in his teeth.
And Chris Ello.
I mean, you can't be giving up when your team's in a playoff spot. Yeah. That's just dumb.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the get-together. It's a Wednesday late afternoon, early evening. Man, it's so funny how one tweet has changed our entire lives, Tony. We are so careful now to welcome people back with the proper description of what time of day it is just because one person tweeted me. I've decided after that one, that's it. I'm just going to say whatever I say from now on.
Completely off topic right now. No, I was going to say something about...
Go.
I've been really... addicted to these caramel apple pops.
Thank you for saying addicted.
You have been. You look like Telly Savalas. Do you know who he is?
No. Who's
you don't know who that is? No. He was an actor who played a character named Kojak back in the days in the 70s. It was a one-hour drama series, but he was a private eye detective type guy. Bald guy.
Kojak. I remember the
Kojak
name.
Kojak was the name of the show and the name of the character, but the thing that stood out about Telly Savalas' character, Kojak... he was always sucking on a lollipop the entire show, like 24/7, every day, all day.
My wife came home with these for Halloween, and they're not going to make it to Halloween at this point because I'm running through these bad
no
boys.
Kid in the neighborhood is getting one of those because you're
it's October 13th.
Taking them all day. My goodness, no kidding.
Well, it probably was some type of deal on it, which is probably why they ended up with
what exactly are they? What are they flavored?
Caramel apple pops.
Caramel apple.
I used to eat
suckers.
these when I was in high school all the time.
They are amazing, but they also are teeth killers.
They do crush your teeth.
Because the caramel sticks to your teeth.
But man, they are so good.
But you're not supposed to chew the caramel, are you?
It's hard not to. Though.
It's hard not to.
It's like a
bubble gum pop.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're supposed to
just keep sucking on it.
Suck
for a
on
long
the thing
time.
Until you're down to nothing but gum. But you always start chewing the gum way before you run out
to.
Of candy.
It's impossible.
Yeah, no,
not
that's
to.
A good point. Good point.
Sorry,
right.
Get back on subject.
That was far off the subject, but it's something I enjoy. We are getting underway here in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up. We will take a look back at our preseason, some of our Major League Baseball preseason predictions. We will see if we got anything right, but I don't know that we did. We'll find out. Scraby keeps that stuff and waits till the end of the season and brings it back and embarrasses us. So we'll have our a recap of our Major League Baseball picks. Also coming up an hour from now in the 6 o'clock hour, a brand new segment on Gwen and Chris that I'm pretty fired
up
about.
Too. This is fun.
Scraby has worked hard on this, and... was this your idea or my idea? I can't remember. I think it was my thought.
Why don't we give it both?
It's yeah, a 50-50 I think idea. That's what I was going to say. I think it was my thought, and Scraby embellished on it a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah,
you're
about
looking
right.
Like I'm the bearer of misinformation.
I can't exactly.
I think he heard
say...
your word embellished, and he reacted to that word as opposed to listening it's, to.
No,
this.
Embellished no. Means he made it better.
He made it better.
No, you know what it is? It is both of our ideas.
Hmm. I thought it was. It's called there Rate it the Radio Call. It's coming up at 6 o'clock this evening, so
should be fun.
Make sure you stay tuned in for that. Meanwhile, Bob Nightingale is tweeting out. Today, the great writer for USA Today and a very common contributor to this program, Bob Nightingale tweets today, the Padres. Now, let me ask you this.
What you got?
As a second-rate tweeter that I am, he writes the pound sign Padres.
Hashtag.
Hashtag, God, see how second rate I am. Hashtag, he writes the hashtag Padres. When I refer to the Padres in a tweet, I write the at Padres. Is he accurate or am I more accurate?
He is not trying to notify the Padres by putting at, but he wants you to know that the subject is about the Padres like, for the hashtag.
I commonly, when I'm looking for Padres news for the show, I search on Twitter hashtag Padres, and anything that anybody puts with the hashtag shows up in my feed.
So what does the at Padres
the at
do?
Means that you're telling them that whatever you're saying. So it would be like me tweeting you.
It's like you're talking to them.
Yes.
I
but
see.
If you hashtag, you're just putting it in front of people that are searching Padres.
I see. Well, then I'm going to change what I do because whenever I tweet something about the Padres,
you at
them. I at them, and I don't necessarily want them to see what I'm tweeting because it's,
definitely hashtag it.
It's very rarely good news. It's usually some terrible statistic that I've come up with.
I would suggest that you go ahead and put the.
So
hashtag.
I'm going to start going the hashtag route. I'm glad I noticed that. All right, so that's cleared up. The hashtag Padres still are finalizing a list of managerial candidates to interview. Names being internally discussed include Bruce Bochy, Buck Showalter, Brad Ausmus, and then some names you may not have heard yet. Jeff Banister. Yes, he's the former manager of the Rangers, but he did not work under A.J. Preller. We got that out of the way earlier. John Gibbons, former manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Ron Renicki. Who did he manage? The Brewers before council?
Yes, he was with the Brewers there
for
a few years.
Yeah, I believe so. And then John Farrell, a World Series winning manager with the Red Sox.
He got the 1 year that Alex Cora was dismissed. Renicki finished that
Renicki finished up that season in Boston? Okay,
yes.
So there you go. That's the names being internally discussed, according to B. Nightingale, Bob Nightingale from USA Today. So there's your latest on the Padre managerial search. It's good to know Bruce Bochy's name is on the list. Of course, if you were with us yesterday, you heard an interview with Buster Olney of ESPN, who said that Bruce Bochy texted him and made it seem like, anyway, Tony, that the Padres hadn't yet contacted Bruce Bochy. Either that or Bruce Bochy just didn't want to say that they had been contacted. But I believe his direct text back to Buster Olney is, "All quiet here in Nashville."
That was his direct quote back to
Buster
Olney. So
take that for what it's worth. But we will see. As Tony and I both think, it'd be anyway a good solid month before you're going to have a new manager of the Padres. So nothing really major to report on that front.
Real quick, I saw this. Dennis Lynn of The Athletic did a question and answer with, it seems like, some of the fans out there. And one of the questions he was asked, I said, "We've been hearing mixed signals about the managerial hire lately. What's your general sense of where Preller and Peter Seidler land on this issue?" And here was Dennis's answer. He says, "All things being equal, I believe Preller would lean towards hiring a candidate who isn't one of the older veteran managers. That's based on covering him for the last several years, as well as the feeling of some who have worked with him. In the present moment, though, there isn't necessarily a wide array of potential fits available. Only one other team, the Mets, recently let its manager go, and expectations in San Diego have soared. There's a good chance this will be Preller's final managerial hire. Would he want to stake his fate to another inexperienced manager? So they've been, I mean, there's, they've signaled that they are keeping their options open completely,
yes,
despite what many people feel is the right move.
And if you go with a young manager that might even have some minor league experience, as Buster only pointed out, there are very few of those guys out there. Because guys don't want to be managers in the minor leagues, or it's not as sought after as it once was, because a manager is just, at least at the minor league level especially, is really just a caretaker for the organization.
Yeah.
I mean, you really get to make no decisions at all, especially as a minor league manager. I'm sure you're under incredible restrictions in terms of how much guys pitch and what they do. I mean, winning ball games at the minor league level is not really of utmost importance in comparison to, you know, trying to develop players and get them ready for the big league roster. So there aren't young minor league type managers out there. You know, that's why.
And here's where that can come back to haunt you, right? You get a team like the Padres who were young, that came up mostly together. You always in the past had that option available to you that, hey, this guy had all of these guys down there.
He managed them before.
There is a trust. Now, I don't think that works as much because players, even at the minor league levels, know. You just caretaking to what, you know, what they need you to do up top.
That's
so
right.
There is no, there's not a whole lot of trust built there, I wouldn't say anymore.
Yeah, we're obviously in a city that has a major league team, but you played, you know, in Nashville and many other places. Huntsville. Did I say Nashville? Did you play in Nashville?
I played in both.
I know you played in Huntsville because I drove past the stadium one night and said to myself, hey, Tony Gwynn Jr. is playing in that game in there. I think you got a couple of hits in that game, and you were big in the paper the next day, if I recall. But my point, if you're a minor league team or you're a fan of a minor league team, let's say you follow Lake Elsinore very closely, how do you couch it in your own mind? Because you're rooting for your team, obviously, to win. You want to win games. But the bottom line is for teams that are in the developmental stage is to do whatever they can to help players get better, not necessarily win.
Right, and that's, and I think fans who attend those games in those cities, they are well under that understanding. They know that it's really luck of the draw when they get a winner there.
Right.
And it's because of one of two things. Either they have a veteran-laden team with a bunch of dudes who have been up and down, or they have a bunch of really young prospects that they know aren't going to be there very long. And so, you know, when I was in Milwaukee, that minor league circuit got, you know, lucky to see as many guys churning out like within a 5-6 year period.
Right. Prince played there with you.
Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, Elcides Escobar, Ryan Braun, myself, Prince, Ricky. You got to see all of these guys kind of go through. And so
that'd be fun.
That part would be fun. Yeah. If you're not drafting like that and you don't have that type of talent, it may not be as fun to go out and watch that type.
Yeah. All right. Padres managerial situation, you're up to date. Baseball, there is none today. Dodgers stayed alive last night. As you know, they beat the Giants 7-2. And so game five, the deciding game of that series, will be played tomorrow night in San Francisco with a 6 o'clock West Coast start time. Logan Webb will pitch for the Giants, and 20-game winner Julio Urias will pitch for the Dodgers. Obviously, the other three series have all ended. The Atlanta Braves are awaiting the winner of tomorrow night's Giants-Dodger game in the National League Championship Series. The American League Championship Series will get started on Friday, with the Boston Red Sox certainly have to be considered a major surprise going up against the Houston Astros in the ALCS. So that's the baseball update for you. Football, John Gruden, just the tip of the iceberg as far as the National Football League situation is concerned. Many are calling for 650,000 emails to be released so that we can all find out a little bit more about some of the hiring practices, perhaps, of the National Hockey League. That's what you get.
Don't put that on the National Hockey League.
I know, the National Hockey League. They got enough problems, I'm sure. The hiring practices of the National Football League and some of the homophobic thinkings going on around that league. A lot of people, DeMaurice Smith saying today that he wants those emails released. He wants to see whether there was any kind of shenanigans as far as, you know, hiring, minority hiring practices were concerned, and whether favorites were played. And as I touched on earlier, out of a 650,000 emails, I bet you there was certainly a few that had that kind of verbiage. So we'll see where this all goes. The NFL is, I think you were right, Tony. I don't think they're feeling the heat yet. But I think they would be smart to get out in front of this and maybe release some of these emails and say, hey, here's what's been going on. Have to get better.
If you're in the NFL, you probably know what's in them. So
right.
As opposed to keeping it behind and then it come out and it seemed like you were trying to hide it, you might as well just get it out in front and then be able to have the conversation about it.
Are they willing to do that? Because we talked about yesterday, they're protecting their owners at all costs.
Of course. So, yeah, it's unlikely.
I think you kind of can throw away Dan Snyder for the betterment of the league,
you
right?
See, that's the thing is you would think that
he's still the owner, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or actually, his wife
is the one taking over the operations.
You would think that would be the move, though.
But who's still the owner?
You know what I'm saying? You would think that would be the move for the other owners. Like, hey, let's throw him up overboard.
This is gonna
he's already going anyway.
Yeah, let's distance ourselves from that guy.
But that doesn't seem to be at least at this point.
They put his wife in charge, as Scraby said, but I mean, I don't think anybody necessarily believes that she's running the show and making all the calls with that franchise. So, yeah, the National Football League, and as, again, another thing Tony said, you said a lot of good things today. You want to predict what it was that you said that I think is good?
I don't know.
You said that the NFL would be wise to address the situation sooner rather than later. You don't want this coming up the week before the Super Bowl,
right? Like that, that is the one time a year where you want it to be all about the games on the field.
Yeah.
If you wait this too long, this is going to. If you don't control it yourself in terms of getting out in front, it's going to have a mind of its own at that point, and it could come and get you at any particular time.
Agreed, 100%. The National Football League would be wise to take its medicine now. And get it out of the way. So we'll see where this all goes. We'll keep an eye on it over the next few days. We have some baseball picks coming up. They're not picks for what's going to happen. They're picks that we made before the season started. You will hear just how much we know about baseball when we come back. Scraby has a recap of some of our picks from earlier this season, so we'll have some fun with that as Gwen and Chris continues on 97.3 The Fan after a check of the local traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5:23. This Wednesday late afternoon, rolling into the evening here, we've got our NL East pick review.
That was the wrong band.
What was that? The Love Boat?
No, this is the
sounded like the Love Boat.
I think it kind of fit a little bit because that's how our picks ended up sounding. Very clownish.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe not on the East. The NL East actually, I think for the most of us, turned out all right.
Not
it's,
me.
It's the NL West that's going to be a tough one to follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scravy, why don't you run us through this?
All right, I will. Thank you so much, Tony Gwynn Jr., for bringing it over to my way. We're going to start with our division winner.
You guys are both so unamused by that.
I'm just waiting for you to get to yours.
Why don't you read this as Scraby Hoke?
Oh.
Well, we got the division winners. Tony, you chose the Braves. Chris chose the Braves.
Hey, we both got that right.
Got that right.
And who'd you choose?
And some idiot named Scraby chose the Nationals.
The Nationals finished last.
65-97.
They traded away their entire team at the trade deadline.
You missed that one by a while.
Except for Juan Soto.
Wide
the only
margin.
Person they left.
All right, so, yeah. Tony, I'm pleased I got one right.
Yeah, you guys are doing good on this one so far. Last place team. Tony went out on a limb and said the Phillies.
That was a limb. Missed that one.
That limb snapped off.
Chris and I both said the Marlins.
You guys were much closer.
We were, but we weren't correct.
No, we weren't.
Washington Nationals,
I think everybody thought the Marlins were guaranteed to finish last in the NL East, and they end up winning their last two games. The Nationals lost their last five.
Now, here's where the discussion comes in for us, because we had the division MVP before the year.
No discussion.
Is it Bryce Harper?
No.
No.
It's Juan Soto. So Tony and I pick Juan Soto. Chris picked Trey Turner, which...
Oh, well, that's a tough...
He kind of got
bit a lot for
division,
me.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the division
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, so Juan Soto is who we picked, but
that's
I was
a great
say,
pick by you guys, because I think he should win that. I know Bryce Harper might win NL MVP. I can't give it to Bryce Harper when Juan Soto is... in the same division and was doing it basically by himself the second half of the season.
He was.
And I would give it to Fernando.
His best
over
part of the season
Bryce
was,
Harper,
was second half.
Yeah, Juan Soto got to be the best player in that division. I think you guys hit that one right on the head. Well done.
All right, well, then we went to the best newcomer of the National League East, and Tony picked Charlie Morton. Chris,
Charlie
picked
Morton.
Josh Bell.
Josh Bell for the Nationals?
Yes, and I was way wrong because I picked Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, Lindor did not have a good year. Josh Bell didn't really... I didn't hear a whole lot from him this year either.
He struggle sauced.
So, Charlie Morton would definitely be the best of those three.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if he's the best newcomer.
I would say the best newcomer probably was Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman? How about Jorge Soler, who wasn't even a candidate when we voted? But
he only gets a half.
Right. But he got a great half. Yeah. Great second half to help the Braves win the division.
So, Tony, we'll say that you got that one with Charlie Morton.
Now, I think so. I
the
think
division Cy Young we picked before the year.
I would have won.
Tony would have won because he picked DeGrom until he threw his arm off.
Literally, almost.
Chris picked
He was trying so hard for you.
He was trying to win it for me.
He threw his arm out.
Chris picked Aaron Nola, which he had a decent season.
Yeah, but not to DeGrom standard.
I picked Marcus Stroman. I don't know. Do I
There's
win
an
this
argument
one?
There.
Picked Marcus Stroman? Really?
I did.
There's
I did.
An argument there.
How did you come up with that?
You know why? I said I remember this. I liked his fire and what he did against the Red Sox where he was like throwing strikes and he was like, woo!
Oh, that's right. He could hear him talking. Yeah, that's right. That was like the beginning of the season, wasn't it?
It was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. But I picked Marcus Stroman, so I don't know. I mean, DeGrom was definitely the guy for the first half.
I think the guy who would have won the Cy Young is on the Phillies. It's Wheeler.
Mm,
he probably
Wheeler.
Had the best year out of all the pitchers, aside from DeGrom.
I think you're right. I think...
Because he's going to be in the Cy Young.
I think he finished with the most strikeouts in baseball. So we'll,
I can't
we'll
think
say,
of a better pitcher.
We'll
that
say Zach Wheeler is going to win that award, I guess. And then the last team we said, or last thing we talked about was the surprise team in the division.
Marcus Stroman, by the way, had a losing record this year. Not that wins and losses seem to matter too much to people who vote on such things any longer.
Tony picked the Marlins. That
you know who else
out.
Had a great year pitching? Sorry, Max Fried.
Right, oh,
yes. Yeah, that's right. He had a good one, too.
All right, go ahead, Scrappy. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Tony, you picked the Marlins to be the biggest surprise team. Chris picked the Nationals. I picked the...
Well, they were a surprise.
They were.
Yeah, how about Scrappy with the Mets surprisingly bad?
I remember I did say surprisingly bad.
77-85 is surprisingly bad
for
the Mets.
They had too many stars on their team.
Oh, is that what your reasoning was?
Oh, you had it all figured out.
Trust me, I don't, because there's some other picks later on that in some other divisions I wasn't very good at.
I would
at,
say so. We did pretty well there.
Yeah, I would say we
overall.
Did pretty well. That's why I started with the National League East. I
it's going to go downhill from there.
Well, we're going to finish on Tuesday because we're going to do these during our full shows. We're going to finish on Tuesday with the AL NL West. And
But later on today, we're going to do the AL East.
Yeah, 6:20.
Is that what you're telling us?
6:20.
All right. Also coming up at 6 o'clock, don't forget, is the debut of our brand new segment. It's called Rate the Radio Call, and we'll tell you all about that. We'll have some fun with that coming up at 6 o'clock. But
real quick, before we head to break, I want to remind everyone about the Penske Lincoln Bennewoods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino. Open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown. And by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Tony, will you please, because Chris and I don't drink, will you please try this Maestro Dobel Tequila and tell me if it's the smoothest tequila in the world?
I would love to.
In the world?
Yes,
would
please.
Would love to.
Try every tequila in the world and then report back.
Got you.
Okay. He's going to be all wasted.
This might take a couple years to do. You just
try every tequila in the world? Yeah, that would be tough. But I think you could do it, Tony.
Well, we'll see. I'll check back with you guys. All right, let's get to break. Daily Gambit on the way. Gwen and Chris.
Looking around on the sports internet there as we were taking that break. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Gwen and Chris with you. 5:36 is the time. Caught my eye, this score of the NBA preseason game tonight between Dallas and the Charlotte Hornets. I know nobody cares about the score of these games, but this will definitely catch your attention. Dallas, 109. Charlotte, 48. I don't know if I've ever seen a score like
that.
That's a real score. 109-48. There's 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
That's a damn shame. What do we do? What are you doing on the court?
Why are you even bothering?
And why play?
It's at Charlotte. So, I mean, I know it's a preseason game, but still I'm sure there's some fans who paid some money to, you know, walk into the building tonight and watch this thing. So 109-48. Jalen McDaniel started the game for the Charlotte Hornets, former Aztec.
I meant to ask you this the other day. You know, the NBA, it's their 75th anniversary. They're doing their top, I believe, 75 players, I think, of all
top
time.
Top 75, okay.
You think, I mean, remember how big of a deal it was when they did the top 50, when it was the,
when it was the 50th anniversary. So now a few more guys will make it.
My guess is it's going to probably be all of, like, there's going to be a bunch from, like, this
the same 50 plus the best 25 from this generation. Well,
some people I assume might get pushed out, too.
Yeah, you're right. There'll be some people that were on the top 50 list that aren't going to make the top 75. I think that's fair. Pretty sure we know who will be at number one.
Yeah, I don't think that didn't change, I don't think.
Who would you – is LeBron going to be number two?
I think he very well
might
be.
You think he's all the way up to number two?
I think he very well might be.
Yeah, he could be. Who was number two the last time? Do you remember? I'd have to look it up.
I would probably say it was Kareem, but...
Kareem, maybe?
I don't remember who the top...
all-time top fifth. Scrib, you're supposed to do this kind of... You're supposed to anticipate
this kind of stuff.
When we're talking about it. Will Chamberlain? Oh, no. Let me see. Here, hang on a second.
What are we looking for, Tim?
Top. We're looking for the number two player when they did... NBA, top 50 NBA.
NBA at 50, top 50 players. I don't know that they actually had an order.
I don't think they did, as
they
a
didn't.
Matter of fact. I think
they
just named 50.
They just named them because they're listed here alphabetically.
That would have been...
If that would be the case, Nate Archibald is number two.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar first, Nate Archibald second, Paul Arizin third. I would think Paul Arizin...
That's probably a smart way to do it by the NBA, by the
Dave
way.
Dave Bing, who is a pretty good guard for the Detroit Pistons, but he's not as good as, like, 30 guys that are in the league right now. Let's see some other guys who might be on their way out.
There might be some old heads that are
irritated. They're going to be so mad. How did I make the top 50, but I don't make the top 75? Dolph Shays, Bill Sharman was a good coach, but not a great player.
Huh? Not a good last name for a coach.
Well, he coached
it wouldn't be a good name now. For
you know what team Bill Sharman coached? He coached the Lakers team that won 33 in a row. that's still the all-time professional sports record back in 1971-72.
Indeed.
Bill Sharman was the coach of that team, played for the Celtics. But, yeah, there's a bunch of Pistol Pete Maverick is on this list. Greatest 50 players of all time. With a nod toward our old friend, Will Galvis. Pistol Pete Maverick.
He was so
an all-timer. An all-timer.
Scravy!
From this show. But, yeah, there's a bunch. I agree with you, Tony. There's guys on this top 50 list that can't possibly be better than Kevin Garnett and James Harden.
There's going to be a bunch.
And, you know, guys that have played in the last – how about everybody who's played in the last 25 years? Steve Nash has played since then.
He's got to be on there.
I mean, there's all kinds of guys that have played in the last 25 years that are going to have to make the top 75. So, yeah, it'll be fun. I said this the other day. Go find that NBA at 75 advertisement. It's about 2.5 minutes long, but it's worth your time. It's kind of the history of the NBA, and it's really a very fun little piece that they put together. I don't know where are they going to show that on, you know, on broadcast air. Like, can TNT carry that entire thing during a pregame show?
It's got to be on TNT.
They got to show it at some point, right? Why would they put it together and never show it? So we'll see. Next Tuesday night will be the NBA opening night when Charles and Shaq and
they're already
Kenny
arguing
Jet.
Yesterday already.
Oh, are they getting ready?
Yeah. I think Charles called Shaq the worst defensive big man in the history of basketball, and you can imagine how that went over with
that
Shaq.
That didn't go over too well. I really like
Charles. What did he say?
He said something along the lines, Don't you even talk to me about defense. You don't get to talk to me about defense.
You don't get to talk to me about defense.
Isn't that what Charles Barkley was known about?
No.
No,
he was known for being a great offensive
kind of
threat
defense, right?
In
rebounding?
Every spot. No, but offensive rebounding.
Oh, okay.
And he got a lot of defensive rebounds just because he was played under the basket. But Barkley was not a lockdown defender, but neither was Shaq. I mean, Shaq was just, you know, if you're going to drive to the hoop, you're going to have to get past him at some point.
You got
to
come see him.
You got to come see him.
You got to go see Shaq if you're coming in the paint.
You know, it's that NHL footage earlier tonight showed an old highlight of Barkley and Shaq actually getting in a fight on the court during a game.
Barkley was never afraid of Shaq. He just wasn't. Like, I remember him tackling Shaq basically and being on top of him after Shaq threw the biggest haymaker on the planet.
Can you imagine a haymaker from Shaq?
Woo. I've seen Shaq throw some pretty
big. That
could
do damage.
He doesn't land anything, though. It's just so wide and large. And
he has no control.
You can see it from a mile away. And everybody from Brad Miller to...
Well, his hand is a half a mile away from his body at the end of his arm.
If he landed, though.
Oh, man, that would do damage. That would do some damage. All right, what's your top? Give me your top five NBA. Everybody's got this, right?
Oh, I think we just found a topic for the countdown on Friday.
We could do that. We have to do something, but
we got to go to the Daily Gambit.
All right. Oh. Doesn't everybody have the same starting five right now? All time: Magic, Michael, LeBron, Larry Bird, and pick your center. Gonna have Kareem or Wilt or Bill Russell.
I don't think everybody has the same starting five anymore.
Yeah, I think you take LeBron James and kick him right out of there.
I think LeBron can.
The hater.
LeBron can.
The hater chimes in.
LeBron gives you the ability to add some people that maybe you couldn't add before because he can play like really two through four.
Yeah, you don't need two forwards anymore.
No, it depends on what game we're talking about. Yeah. Like, if we're talking about the modern day, it might be a little different. I still would have Shaq as my center.
You'd have Shaq over Wilt and over Kareem and over Bill Russell?
My five, yes. Right.
You might even have Kobe on your team.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? Because Magic is going to be my point guard. Michael's going to be, he has to be my two guard. Now, I could slide LeBron to the four and squeeze Kobe in there.
You could.
And have Shaq, and I'd be pretty good. A pretty good team right there.
You could also,
as a matter of fact, I think that's my team right there.
You could also put Michael wherever you want, as Bobby Knight once said. Just play him at center,
right?
And then you could put Steph Curry in the backcourt to shoot the three pointer because in this day and age, everybody shoots 40 or 50% from three.
You got options,
and all the guys I just named are other than LeBron. Didn't shoot that kind of percentage.
I would
three.
Say KD probably is somewhere in somebody's list in terms of being the four on the court.
It's getting harder and harder to do, man. There's so many unbelievable players. All right, let's get to traffic and today's Daily Gambit. Scraby.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. And this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Indeed. Is finding the right candidate slowing you down? Cut straight to your hired with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. To find your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Now, last night we bet on the game four of the Dodgers and the Giants.
I don't want to go over these.
Okay.
Suffice to say, I don't think I got any of them right because my heart was rooting for the Giants.
You're very hard on yourself because that's not true. I think you went 500 in this. So real quick, we'll go over them.
Then by all means.
Yeah. Walker Buehler, his over-under on strikeouts, 5.5. He actually had 4. So Chris won that one. Tony and I lose. Anthony DeSclafani was over under 3.5 strikeouts. He had 2. So
he got
Chris
2?
Loses, and Tony and
he
I
was in the game long enough to have 2?
I guess so.
Wow.
Then we bet on the money line, which is just a straight-up win. Dodgers won 7-2. Chris, you chose the Giants. Tony and I chose the Dodgers, so we both win there. Now, we bet the over-under on the
Oh, I did win the
score.
Over-under
yes.
total.
Yeah, because it was 8, right. And you picked over, and it
I
was
can't
actually 9.
They got to over.
They got 9.
It was Will
got,
Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith is only his own.
To
run.
Me, one of the that was one of those bets that they the bookies or the lines odds makers intentionally set it at 8, expecting you to bet, expecting everybody to bet under.
Yeah,
and but somehow they know that it's going to go over, speaking so of, they can cash in.
Speaking of sports books, they are praying like heck.
Yes,
that the Giants lose tonight because they
yes.
are. They are on the hook
tomorrow.
Excuse me. The,
right.
the Giants are the sports books are on the hook to lose a lot of money if
tons
the Giants
of money.
Win
That's
the World
right.
Series.
Good yeah. point. There was a big story about that because the Giants were in some areas 100-1
to win
the World Series when the season started.
So can you imagine all the crying that's going to go out for these books?
I kind of love it.
I do,
kinda
too.
I love it.
Yeah, go Giants.
Chris, you won that one. And then we bet on the Seattle Crackheads going, I mean, the Kraken going to.
See, you can't help yourself either.
Chris said that last night. But the Kraken went to Las Vegas to open up their franchise, really. Golden Knights win 4-3. Chris and Tony win this bet because you both said the goal scored would be over. They had 7. The line was 5.5, so I lost that one.
Actually, now, I was 3-2 last night.
Yeah, see?
In a money-making evening.
See, we should have, I guess we should have skipped it.
Should have skipped it. Yeah. See, I tried to help you there.
Since we don't
What was your record?
I think I was 3-2 as well.
You were 3-2? Baby, did you figure out your own total?
I don't usually pay attention to that stuff.
No, because why would anybody keep track of this stuff when that's what we're doing?
Is keep track of enough. I keep track of enough.
I keep track of enough.
So we don't have a daily gambit tomorrow because of Thursday Night Football, which is the Buccaneers going to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. So we're going to bet on them right now. And the Bucs are favorites by 7 points. Tony, you're up.
It's a Thursday night game.
Hurry up, sir. We're standing in line here at the window.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Eagles cover.
Wow. Chris?
Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, home underdog, 7 points.
Thursday night game, yeah.
Thursday night, they'll be geeked up. Plus, the Eagles are actually doing a little better than I expected them to. What are they, 2-3 or 3? They're not 3-2, are they?
3.
Yeah, but they came up with a nice win last week at Charlotte. So, Buccaneers... big point spread because of Tom Brady, but I'll take Philadelphia plus the points.
I mean, the Bucs are scoring points like it's going out of style. I'm gonna
water
that.
Through a spigot.
What do they call it? What is that thing that drains water when you have pasta noodles and all that? Colander?
Colander? Yeah. Or water through a spigot, which is the saying that is used in general.
Or water
which
through
I already,
a spigot.
Or water through a colander if you want to change the old saying. You can do that.
I'll do
you
that.
You just did.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Also, the total points scored in the game is set at 52.5. Chris, you're first. Over, under?
Over. This is the National Football League and a primetime game. They're not going to let them play any defense.
Tony? Over, under 52.5.
Under.
Under.
It's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
What would that be like? Yeah, that's 30-22 or 30-23 is 50. Wow, that is a lot of points. But I feel like there is going to be a lot of points over.
You're going over.
I'm going over.
You're agreeing with me?
I am.
Welcome to the dark side.
Now we're going to do some prop bets with some of the players in the game. Tom Brady, is he going to be over or under 302.5 passing yards? I'll go first. He's going to be over because he just rolls out of bed with 300 yards these days. Chris, Tom Brady over or under 302.5 passing yards?
Yeah, he'll get that many in the fourth quarter when he's trying to rally them from behind.
Okay, I like it.
That's
Tony?
The NFL
over.
These days.
All right, we all went over there. Now, will Tom Brady have more than 2.5 passing touchdowns? I'm going to go first. If he's going to throw for over 300 yards, he's going to throw for 3 touchdowns.
Come on,
so
AB.
Say over. Nah, I trade him away. I can't have him do anything anymore. Tony?
Why don't you take a moment to tell everybody who you received in
no,
that trade?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I
don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No, I think we should.
I don't want to talk about it.
I think we should definitely talk about it.
Well, you know what? I do. I'm not afraid to admit that I pay for a fantasy football service that will have a trade analyzer
oh,
and
my
find
Lord.
Fits
they
for
just
me.
They are taking your money, aren't they?
It's $12
wow.
a month.
What?
$12
a month?
$12 a month and they gave you that information?
It
dude,
told
that's
me
$144 a year.
You know
I just
what?
Want
it
you to
me.
Know.
I'm aware, and I'm hoping that I win one of the leagues to recoup that money.
Oh, well, you're not going to win the league by making the mistake you made on the Antonio Brown trade.
Tell me this: did the service that you paid for, did they push you along on this Antonio Brown trade?
Well, they told me that I would be losing the trade in the week last week, week 5, but they said going forward, there's tougher matchups for Antonio Brown. And so over the time that we were over the rest of the season, it was going to come out even.
You know who Scraby sounds like? He sounds like the teams that receive prospects back.
This trade is not going to ever work out. You traded away one of the best, most productive receivers in
He's
fantasy football.
Thrown up a couple
in exchange,
eggs.
You got two guys who both play running back.
I have no running backs. I have your stupid Myles Gaskin on my team.
And you put him on the bench and he scored 31 points. So how smart are you?
Literally. He had 0 points.
Did your fantasy football service tell you to put him on the bench last week?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, well, there's your $144 wasted.
You should be emailing people all over the place.
Because Antonio Brown is.
You should tell us the name of this fantasy football service.
No, I don't.
So our listeners don't make the same dumb mistake and sign up for them themselves.
The fantasy football service basically said expect a higher return on Antonio Brown for the other person in week 5. But going forward.
So we're going to track this moving forward.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Why don't you tell us? You're so embarrassed you won't even tell us the name of the terrible players you got in return.
Well, okay. I understand why you're not doing that part. Oh, no. I don't understand. Yeah. Please tell us who you got.
Okay. Well, I gave up J.D. McKissick and Antonio Brown. J.D. McKissick has a good game every once in a while. It was a handcuff for the other
J.D. McKissick has a good game practically every week. And
he literally had negative one yard.
Here's the thing.
He himself is superior to the two guys that you picked up in this trade.
That's not true.
What do you consider a good game? How many points?
For a running back, I would say 15.
This man needs to lower his expectations a little bit.
Why? 15 points for a running back catching out of the backfield?
With those two guys?
I mean, okay, so J.D. McKissick, let me just tell you, he had 2 rushes for negative 1 yards last week.
How many passes did he catch?
He caught one pass for 8 yards.
All right, that was easily his poorest game of the year.
The week before, he went 7 rushes for 15 yards, and he caught 5 passes for 44 yards and a touchdown.
That's at least 5 points right there.
That's 11 points because he had a touchdown.
I wish I had my fantasy. Anyway.
All right, so you traded J.D. McKissick.
We ran out of time to make the bets on the other stuff.
You traded J.D. McKissick, and you traded Antonio Brown. Man, what 2 Hall of Fame running backs did you get back in return?
Well, first off, Trey Sermon was coming off of his best game as a 49er. And I needed someone to replace that terrible Myles Gaskin that's on the Miami
Dolphins.
That
scored 30 points last week.
Why do I take the fall for you being dumb enough to sit Myles Gaskin?
Latavius Murray, which he is the starter in Baltimore. They were playing catch-up on Monday Night Football the entire time, so that is why he didn't score well. He had a touchdown in 4 of the previous 5 games.
So your service says that moving forward, you will have better weeks with those guys.
Yes, and we will track this.
We certainly will.
If you remind me, I'll look at it.
We will certainly track
this. J.D. McKissick is not one of the greatest players as Chris
that might
said.
Be true, but Antonio Brown's been lighting it up.
I mean, J.D. McKissick, 3 rushes, 23 yards, 2 receptions, 15 yards. I mean, he had a game against the Giants where he caught like 1 long ball, but that's it.
Okay.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Good luck with this trade, Scraby, but I'm telling you, you're wasting that $144.
6 o'clock hour.
You're never getting that back. In fact, I may have to bring
Chris,
cash
you're not
tomorrow.
The greatest fantasy football player yourself. So.
I don't pay $144 to be a terrible player. You
really need to. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.